The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Cruising right through another glorious day here in paradise, October in Arizona. Can't beat it. Cannot. We got a lot coming up too. I still got to talk to you guys about the Night of the Singing Dead happening October 30th over at Copper Blues downtown. The drinking team is sucking up a lot of tickets. That's seen that go. Yeah. A lot of people doing that. So if you want to get tickets, you got to go down the, I believe it would be at copperblues.com or just go to the stand up live thing and find out that. We also have the URL.
CBLive.com.
CBLive.com. Yep. It is CBLive's in Scottsdale. That can't be right.
Well, stand up live has the attachment to Copper Blues.
I still wouldn't do what Toledo said. That seemed wrong. CJ, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He'll lead you down the wrong way. Put it up on our Facebook
page.
Told
you, man. Guys,
it's up there, but I can repost it.
Puppeteering you, man. It's like Mr. Rogers and King Friday, man. You don't even realize he's up your ass, man. He's making you say things. He's a hypnotist, man. Putting me in quarantine.
I don't
blocking
know
me from
so
the games.
That's what she said, that they had an exchange. I don't know. So your boy's at it again. She said you had an exchange with her on Monday when I was out from Columbus Day. Or no. When was the one? It's something you. I wasn't here, and you. She went. You and her went back and forth. Was there a?
Oh, she talked about the wake up song.
Yeah.
She's like, nobody's requesting. How come you didn't play my song? And I'm like, I got requests for that, and I decided to play the one I wanted to play.
Yeah, man. The one that wasn't mine, man. Blocked out again by Dick. Dick block, like Brady does with his daughter, man.
Somebody emailed and said, this Dongaway thing's brilliant. Brady teaching Kirby all these weirdo moves. It's like, can you imagine Kirby on a date with a guy? It's like, hey, I don't want to interrupt all the fun, baby, but could you pull over for a second? I got to get a shovel out of the trunk. I think I just saw a cat in the road. I got to shovel
can
up
you circle
and
back?
Put it in the back here of your Buick, baby.
Tim's got an idea for sure for Brady. Bad. Brady against Dongs.
Brady, yeah. B-A-D-D, like mad. Yeah, Brady against Dongs on Deglutage. I'm falling for you, baby. Now pull over. I got to scoop up a squirrel and stuff it in the back seat like Daddy taught me.
Kirby, it's just not working out. I would love to keep dating you, but the roadkill thing is just, it's too much.
Did you have a good time?
I know I had a good time. Now let's get these dead animals where they belong, baby. Now get that dong loose. I'm curious.
I'm going to go ahead and leave now.
Daddy, I just can't find love, and I can't figure it out. The only thing that loves me is bugs.
It's working. Dong away.
Yeah, you got to keep her away from all that stuff. Little girl doesn't need her dad picking up bugs in front of her, turning her into a nut job. Take her over to some princess house and get her all girled up. This bug hunting and roadkill scooping plan you've got is...
could be a little heavy.
You're creating a nutball. Speaking of nutballs, I've two people have just did this. Doug Hopkins sent me this too. Netflix trans employees have released a list of demands. It's now a hostage negotiation with the Netflix brass. And the guy from Netflix, that Ted Sarandon guy or Sarados or whatever his name is, said, look, I kind of screwed up in my tone with how I handled this. Some of my employees were actually really hurt by the way I handled it. I should have been more human. But I will tell you this. I've told all my employees, and this guy nailed it. He said, we're trying to entertain the world with a varying and diverse group of entertainment products. And some of it you're going to hate. Some of it's going to offend you. Some of it you're going to love. And other people are going to hate. It's what we're doing. It's art. It's in the eye of. And he basically said that. Well, they don't want to hear it. That trans community is like, nope. A list of demands.
Not buying it.
We don't care. We only want things we like. Everything else will be protested. So the list of demands is that Netflix create a new fund specifically developing trans and non-binary talent. They want investment in multiple trans creators to make scripted and unscripted programs for trans. Revise internal processes on commissioning and releasing potential harmful content. That means to who?
There's the
bugaboo. There's the problem. Hurtful to who? Yeah, and only to them. They're the
police.
Yeah. Increase the ERG roles and conversations around potentially harmful content. That is such a book burning censorship
job.
World to think that way. To think, no, if it's potentially, what in the world does potentially damaging mean? It's different for you, me, Toledo, and Brett, and we all get along. And each of us have a different opinion on what may be damaging and what isn't. So that conversation is terrible. Eliminate references and imagery of transphobic titles and talent. So anything that they don't like that may be considered something offensive, eliminate it. Delete it. Omit. Redact.
So Dude, Where's My Dong is eliminated?
Right. Dude, Where's My Dong is not something we could watch anymore. And that I'm immediately interested in, just by the title. I got so many questions about where this story's going. Dude, Where's My Dong? Was it voluntary? Was it an accident? Did his piece of deal get chopped? Or did he do it to himself?
Sean William Scott would do a great job.
Is it a small peepee? Is it a big peepee? Dude, Where's My Dong? Is it just hard to see? Brady, you've invented something for Netflix. It's an added disclaimer before transphobic titles that specifically flag the show as transphobic. So basically, it's this big list of demands that says, let's censor entertainment to one very small group, by the way, their very sensitive needs. And also, if it's written by someone trans or starring someone trans, it's automatically greenlit. So it doesn't matter if it's good or not. If somebody who is trans writes a script, the pressure is now on to say yes every time, or you're a bigot. That's just flat out bullshit to everyone in the world.
Start your own network.
Right. You know, There's the thing. I've said this about when women picketed
at
the Masters.
There's enough power there and enough following.
When women got mad at the Masters and started standing outside saying, let us play, let us play, dudes kind of caved a little. Instead of just saying, no, we're keeping it all man, and you guys go build your own course if you've got enough. We're going to make this a men's club. And I'm sorry you don't like that, but it's ours. It's one of the greatest golf courses on the planet. Nobody's stopping you from making your own. We can't.
Make a better one
than the Masters based off the Masters. I never understood picketing a place that doesn't want you. They openly say, I don't want you. And you stand outside and say, but I want you. It's an Adele song. They don't want you and you're screaming, hello. They don't want you in there. Build your own. WNBA, quit bitching. Make a better product. Girls soccer. How come there's no girls soccer? Because nobody goes to it. Your business suffers because nobody's there. And when it's a group of people, and not to marginalize, the big word, the 3.03% of people that are trans, you're not a big enough audience for money to follow. Yeah, you can have people investing in your stuff, but you go find investors just like everybody else does. If I wrote a script, I'd have to find an investor. I'd have to find somebody that helps me put it together. And if it's not good enough, nobody's going to want it. But now the pressure's on because there's a bigotry involved if you say no. If a trans person handed me a crappy script, I don't care if they're trans or not. It's not going to make me any money. I'm not going to put any money in it. If they hand me a great script, let's take that dong out. I'll give you a hand job while I play with your cans, and we're going to make a movie. This is going to be great. Business has nothing to do with it. So forcing Netflix's hand in this is ridiculous. And who does it hurt? Us. Because the entertainment bar will drop so low to be like, well, we have to do this for everybody now who feels like if the word no means bigotry.
And then you'll be an asshole for wanting more.
How about
wanting better?
How about what the initial intent of equality is you're judged on the merit of your skill and not what you represent. The thing you provide.
Meritocracy has always been a thing.
But the thing you provide is what you're judged on, right? Not that you're a specific color or you live a specific lifestyle. That should not be what your work represents. If it's good, it's good, and it doesn't matter what. But now putting a list of demands out. I have a list of demands. Number one, shut the up. Chappelle's hilarious. So now what do we do? You're transphobic. Okay, you're an asshole. Next. You tell me that everything I like is bad. I can tell you everything you're asking for is stupid. Now we're just being jerks to each other. There's no winning an argument over censorship. You can't do it.
That's the whole thing. If you don't like it, vote with your dollar. Don't subscribe to it. Just do something else.
And it stinks if Netflix is so hard to work at because they're so anti your stuff. You have to realize Netflix is putting out thousands and thousands of things a day. So if it's like, I just don't like two or three of them, then you're picking your battle.
And if there is a point where there's a ton of material out there that's just because it's the same sex or one of the scripts and they're being buried, that's one thing.
Sure.
But
yeah,
I don't think that's the case.
If Netflix has a division of hiding transgender scripts, like we just won't do it.
Yeah.
And they just keep coming in. I don't think Netflix is being just really bombarded by the trans community and scripts. But I do know that I have four friends in my life over the past 30 years that have thought they were screenwriters just because they wrote a script. Now, I say you're not a screenwriter
till
it's on the screen.
Yeah.
Then you're just a paper writer. You're just a writer.
Right.
I'm a songwriter. But people would laugh if I told them I did that for money. Because I've written songs, but they don't make any money.
That's not your profession.
Right. And even if I was I fancy myself a songwriter. If my songs don't get out there and they're no good, then I'm a bad songwriter. That's all that. The word bad has to come in before it sometimes. We're so afraid of everybody's position, their social standing and how they live their life that you can't say, hey, by the way, your script sucked. Oh, you hate me because I'm trans. I'm like, I didn't say I hated you. So they think your script sucks.
It's
because it's about trans? I'm like, no, it's because it sucks. The story's bad. Yeah. Has nothing to do with where your dong and your boobs are. I'm interested in both of them now, by the way. I'm a gay man. I like boobs. That's from my old life. And this new dong thing's intriguing. So,
boy, it's hard for you to shed that old life, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's really tough. It's been years. You know, it's a new habit. But looking at a trans person that's decent looking and as a now newly minted gay, that's like a sweet tomatoes to me. They got everything. It's like a Vegas buffet. I got cans over here. I got the lobster. I can eat that if I want. Hey, Buck Angel. This is great. Tossed around and you've got a vagina too. I mean, this is amazing. So it has nothing to do with that. And that's where being gay has the best argument ever. You can't get mad at me. I'll give you a hand job and prove it. But yeah, this list
can't
of demands
stop me.
Thing. I mean, we used to have that stuff when people wanted to ban like Tom Sawyer.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't seem like anybody was on board with it.
100 plus years they've been wanting to ban that.
Yeah, I know, because it had bad words in it that aren't applicable to today. But it represented a time period. It's like, what's wrong with you? What happened to the whole...
Applicable, but you could argue that they're still used today, so it's still referential.
Right, but you can't ban books.
Right.
Like that's part of
And it was freedom. The teaching process when you're reading that. Like,
right. You can make it so you don't read them in schools anymore because you're like, that's just stuff. It doesn't apply anymore, and I understand that. But you can't ban books. Scribble out art or – I don't even like when they do that to Japanese porn. I think that art needs less pixelation. Makes me feel like a bigger man when I see that tiny little Japanese dork. I know why you're pixelating. It's embarrassment. The Japanese guys with big dongs come over here and do American porn and show them off. Over there, they're like, ah, pixelate. And I would, too, if I was you. Anyway, I get it. The Netflix thing's out there. Basketball starts tonight, and I think we do have to do something to celebrate that. I think Shaq and Charles had a nice exchange yesterday on the TNT where they were talking. They were at Staples Center for the Lakers, and they opened up the season with the Lakers, and they introduced I think it was the 100, top 100 Lakers of all time, or 75 Lakers of all time, or whatever, 75th anniversary of basketball, the NBA. And Shaq put himself as Kareem, himself, then Wilt, as the three best centers in Laker history. And Charles was like, that's crazy. And he starts laughing. That's crazy. Are you kidding?
I think what's the matter with you? It's Kareem, number one. Me, Wilt.
You ain't better than Wilt Chamberlain. Stop it. You think you better? You crazy. This man, out of his mind. Stuff your mouth with a sub sandwich and shut up.
That was Papa John's pizza.
Shaqaroni.
Shaqaroni pizza.
Sub sandwich.
Shaqaroni.
Subway. So they had to go to. So I think maybe Shaq and Charles could come in and kick off our Sun season with a little game. And the prize is pretty fantastic. We got Slipknot tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's pretty great. The sun starts tonight, which is awesome. Maybe Brittany Griner will come in here, too.
And you won't be able to tell us apart.
I know. Even better. So if you want to play, 585-9800, we got Slipknot tickets on the line. A little basketball love coming your way from Shaq and Charles. It's 98.
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.